while the world whizzes by. Enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Let's go to the celebrity hotline from BucksReport.com. Let's go to Rick Hughes, my buddy. What's up, Rick? How are you, pal?
Great, man. How are you?
Yeah, good, buddy. Good. We are less than 24 hours away from the draft. Where people will be in Cleveland attending the draft. It seems like, you know, as much as some people don't want it to happen, we look like we're getting back to a little bit of normal. And we may have to wait until, what, 11, 12 o'clock for the Bucks pick? Or maybe not even. We might have to wait till Friday. What do you think?
Yeah, speaking of not being normal, yeah, the Bucks are picking number 32. How about that? Yeah, hey, and how about that Antonio Brown news? Kidding.
I know. I didn't even know. If that drunk ass had said it, I would have never even known. Weird.
But listen, there's only one guy that I think that maybe the Bucks would draft that might see the field this year, and that would be Najee Harris, running back at Alabama. Otherwise, I don't know that anybody out. I mean, I'm hoping they trade out of the first round.
Me too. I mean, I got my wish, and I kind of dropped a little bit of it last week, but. And I'll go ahead and throw my prediction out now again. What I want the Bucks to do is trade back about four or five spots into the second round, pick up an extra third or fourth, and I really want them to get that big kid. I want to say, is it Williams out of North Carolina? The big one. Okay, which one? Or is it Carter? Let's see. Let me go back to him.
Are you talking – Javonte Williams?
Yes, I like him a lot. Yeah, and I think he'll be there, Rick. I think he will be there at 40 probably. So you could trade back and still get him. And I think he's going to be the best running back in the draft. I've been watching so much of his film.
He's got great instinct. Yeah, he's got great instinct. I mean, that guy is smooth.
And he's huge. He's what, 5'10", 240? I don't know. He's a big kid, so...
Yeah,
he runs like a maniac. Yeah, I like that. So I don't know. I kind of like to see that. If you could pick up a great player that can contribute and still pick up another draft pick there, I think that would be awesome. And that's a real Jason Light type of move. So what do you think, Will?
Well, they're signing all these one-year – let me say this real quick. They're signing all these one-year contracts, these people, that they're going to need players next year, and the draft is deeper next year. So I would just love to see them be picking up draft picks next year.
Yeah, yes. Do what Miami has been doing for the last couple of years and what Cleveland did, you know, a few years back when they just started.
Yeah.
You know, and look what the turnaround they've done in Cleveland. I like that idea. I also like the idea of trading Rojo, like, right now and getting a pick.
Yeah.
Because that way, well, because Leonard Fournette wants to be the starter, and that way there's no controversy there. You bring in a rookie to kind of, you know, to spell Leonard Fournette and give him some relief, and then you got Bernard as a third down back. You still got Vaughn there. I just think right now too many cooks in the kitchen when it comes to starting running backs, and I want playoff Lenny or Super Bowl Lenny all year long. I don't want any of this BS. And I like Rojo, but He's on one more year, and then we're going to have to pay everybody. We can't pay everybody, Rick.
Right. Well, that's why I'm kind of wanting to amass the rookies next year. Because right now, where are you going to put them anyway? So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you get somebody who can return punts and kicks, but what else are you going to do? I mean, there's just nowhere on the roster for them. So,
I know.
I don't know. Yeah.
We're going to have a huge
party. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. Yeah, I definitely want to find out where that's going down, because there's a lot of draft parties going on tomorrow night all over the place. But before we do that, we have to get our experts' picks. We got to get Will and Kelly's picks, who the Bucks go with tomorrow night. I didn't want to wait and give them too much time to steal a pick from somebody else, and it would be way more organic if we just got to it right now. Will, who is the pick?
I can tell you, guys, I already know. I've done much research in the past 3 minutes, and I can tell you right now that the Buccaneers, if they stay in the first round, will select Asante Samuel Jr., quarterback, Florida State.
Ooh.
That's the pick.
Oh, that's not a bad pick, Will. I do kind of like defensive back there. Because, you know, you need to push those young guys. Carlton Davis is obviously locked in. I like Sean Murphy bunting, but a lot of people are still iffy on the other guys. I mean, Jamel Dean's kind of a up and down type of player, so not too shabby. And he is an absolute stud, and he has the lineage to back it up. Kelly, who do you think? She on the phone?
No, I was on the phone. Sorry. Kyle
Pitts. Good job.
Kyle Pitts, that'd be awesome. Bucks got it. That'd be great.
Yeah, he's not. Well, look, I would love for that to happen too, but he is not going to make it past probably pick 8 or 9, and that's if he falls. So, yeah, he is a stud. I love Kelly. She's the best. She is awesome.
Kelly, what kind of
she got the name right?
What brought you to that conclusion of that pick? If you don't mind me asking, what kind of studying did you do?
I saw his name by the word Florida.
Okay. That's pretty much what I did too, Florida State. Yeah. I feel you. It works.
I like it, man. All right. I'm good. I'm going to start looking at USF players and see who we can get in the seventh round.
Solid analysis. Yeah.
Now, Rick, I wish I could be there, but I have this radio program that I'll be doing tomorrow night here on 102.5 The Bone. But, man, where are you going to be at doing a draft party tomorrow?
Ferg's in St. Pete. We're going to be at Ferg's in St. Pete doing a draft party, live stream, and all of this with Unpucks Report. Just having a blast going out there. I'm flying in from Charlotte. I live in Charlotte, and I'm flying in just for this. It's going to be a good time.
Wow. Well, if you're still out there, you know, after midnight, maybe I'll pop over there. So, I mean, the studio's in St. Pete. Maybe I'll pop over there and say hi. That's exciting. And, hopefully they pick before midnight, but we'll see what happens. I'm excited to see what the other teams are doing, too. So we'll see how it all rolls out. And, of course, I'm a nerd like yourself when it comes to football, and I'll be paying attention on Saturday, you know. So we'll see what goes down.
This is going to be interesting. It's going to be a crazy draft. I think it's going to be the kind of thing where you see some guy dropping, and you're thinking, oh, man, is this guy going to drop to the Bucs? Is he going to make it? Is he going to get there?
Right.
Oh! It's their pick. Here we go. They pick two.
Now, what would be the worst case scenario for you, Rick? Like, what would be the most disappointing thing or player that they could pick in the first round? What do you absolutely not want to see?
I don't want to see a wide receiver in the first round. Just where are you going to put them? I mean, what's the point?
Not now. We just found out from Marine Robb in Lakeland that Antonio Brown is back.
I had no idea.
How about that? I didn't know that.
Thank God. I got to tweet that out. Yeah, I don't think wide receiver is a need in the first round at all.
You know, guys, I was just when I was doing my research that 3 minutes ago, I saw a story that popped up that said that Chris Sims's mock draft, that Justin Fields was drafted by the Buccaneers at that 32 spot.
Yeah. He smokes a lot of pot. Do you listen to his podcast?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets cool.
I'm going with Kelly's pick of Pitts before I'm going with that.
I don't think, no. What are you talking about? As long as Tom Brady is breathing air and putting on cleats, they are not taking a quarterback in the first round. That is the silliest thing ever.
But if Justin Fields did fall there, now I think he's probably going to go to Carolina, right? That seems like the consensus of where he will go. But they just got Sam
Darnold.
Well, big
news. I just saw on the wire about 2 hours ago, Carolina traded Teddy Bridgewater to the Denver Broncos.
Right.
I live here in Charlotte, and they love Sam Darnold here. I don't know what the deal is, but everybody here is so excited about Sam Darnold.
So what if it's an Aaron Rodgers situation where everybody thinks he's getting taken by Carolina and Justin Fields falls all the way to 32? The Bucs would have to take him, right?
Yeah, he's not going to fall that far. But, yeah. I mean, if he fell that far, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if something crazy like that happens, yeah, that's fine. Look, somebody always falls. Every draft, not most drafts, every draft, somebody falls. So if they just grab somebody we're not expecting because, you know, they fall, okay. I mean, that's how they got Warren Sapp.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, absolutely. But I just don't – I don't think it'd be quarterback unless it was like a Trey Lance and he fell all the way that far or something like that.
Right.
Maybe. But, no, they want to beef up. They want to get another edge rusher. You know, you got – you know, JPP is a little long in the tooth. You know, you need depth at that position. Maybe even throw in another interior defensive lineman, another interior offensive lineman. It wouldn't be bad to have a swing tackle in that position.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things that you could get there besides quarterback. And the last thing you want to do is insult the GOAT by going, hey, we have an insurance policy. And he's like, what the?
I mean,
look what that did to Aaron Rodgers. You know, Aaron Rodgers was visibly hurt.
I don't think it would be the same situation as that. I mean, Brady's well aware that he's got a few years left, and I think he would be happy to mentor a young guy and have Justin Fields sit for 2 years and learn under him.
Yeah. No, he likes having Blaine Gabbert there.
I don't see Brady as liking that kind of thing. I think Brady wants to stay as long as he can and sort of write his end whenever he wants. And some young guy coming in does put a threat to that, but I don't know.
Guys, we've already written the roadmap to success. The Buccaneers will always be the retirement home for legendary quarterbacks. As soon as Brady retires and becomes the head coach, Aaron Rodgers will come and play for Coach Brady right here in Tampa for a couple of years. And then he will make room for Russell Wilson to slide in and play. I mean, we're just going to keep bringing him in. Oh, how old are you? 41? Come on down and get a ring, baby. Let's go. That's what we'll do. I hope.
I wonder if the Nubs going to end up with Larry Fitzgerald or Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. Right, who cares at this point, man? Let's just keep winning
rings. Wouldn't
shock
me.
Didn't Larry Fitzgerald was here like 3 weeks ago, wasn't he? And there was buzz that maybe he was meeting with the team, or I don't know what happened with that. He just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, it's all kind of disappeared. He hasn't really said whether he's retiring or not or what the deal is. But I just, at this point, nothing shocks me. Nothing would shock me with anybody coming here. I mean, I don't know where you put him on the roster, but
it's crazy. Really, I mean, it really is crazy.
You got Justin Watson on the team. Would you look for a year or two have Larry Fitzgerald instead of Justin Watson? You replace him? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the only problem is Justin Watson is a very, very good special teams player, and I don't think they're going to be sending the old man Larry down the field to make hits on a kickoff. But, yeah,
yep.
I get it, man. Just to have him as a player coach, I mean, that kind of experience is pretty solid. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy. They bring back all 22 starters, and then they bring back Antonio Brown, and they actually pay him a little bit, 6.25, I think is what they said. They had to go back in and restructure Cameron Brate again. This guy's been restructured more than Evel Knievel after a big jump. It's unbelievable. So he just keeps on doing it, and they found a way to maneuver the money like a game of financial Tetris, and they did it. So good for them, but we'll see what happens, man. Rick, I am looking forward to tomorrow, pal. I'm glad you're going to be in town, much like Larry Fitzgerald flying in and not playing for the team, but just enjoying the weather. Enjoy yourself at Ferg's. If you guys are around Ferg's and you want to see my bus report team, go out there and hang out with those guys and have some fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. NFL draft, Bucks picking late. No pressure for the first time in decades. The Bucks just having luxury picks out there, just picking who they want, baby. It's like having a kickball team without the fat kid. You know what I mean? It's going to be a good time. So, Rick, I will see you online this weekend on BucksReport.com, buddy. Have a great night, man.
Sounds great. Have a good one.